Good morning, everyone. Welcome to IRC's 2016 first quarter trading update. Our CEO Yuri Makarov and CFO Danila Kotyarov will be on the call in a short while. The presentation slides of this conference call can be downloaded at our website, www.irc.com.hk. If you haven't done so, you can go to our website now. The call will be conducted in English. At the end of the call, there will be a Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Cantonese, and Mandarin. 早晨，歡迎大家嚟到鐵哥年貨2016年嘅第一季營業更新。這個 call 咧將會由我哋嘅 CFO Danila Kotyarov 同埋我哋嘅 CEO Yuri Makarov 去進行嘅。喺個 call 嘅完咗嘅時候咧，就會有一個 Q&A 嘅 session 啦。咁就歡迎大家用廣東話啦、英文啦或者普通話去進行嘅。 Over to you, Danila.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Yuri Makarov, CEO of the company, and I'm very pleased to tell you a few words about our company today and maybe some update about what's going on recently on our most important project, KNS. If you will put your attention to the slide number 5, you will see that our main competitive advantage is our geography. We are situated on the far east of Russia, very close to China and to the existing infrastructure which was built in Russian Empire and in Soviet Union many years ago. In spite of that fact that it was built many years ago, it's in an excellent condition, and we are very pleased that we don't need to build long railroad spurs, and we don't need to build long roads, especially for, once again, our main project. If you will pay your attention to the slide number 6, you will see that we are situated just in the what now in China is called New Silk Road, or it, in other words, described like a one belt, one road. We believe that this fact helps us enormously, or will help us enormously, when this road will start to develop, and obviously, far east of Russia and northeast of China will be more developed areas which will need more iron for this development. On next page, we summarize our main milestones over the last 6 years after we make fundraising in Hong Kong. We, summarizing all these events, we should notice the main fact that after the commissioning of KNS, we will produce 3 million tons of iron ore, comparing to 1 million ton which was previously. Why Hong Kong? You maybe ask us why you choose this city to make a fundraising. And the simple answer for that question is that we are very well established in China for many years. We have quite a lot of supplies of equipment from this country. All our clients, almost all our clients, situated in mainland. Some of them are from South Korea, from Japan, but even from them, even to communicate with them, we need to be closer to this market. We also have quite a good partners in this country, like General Nice or Min Metals. Based on the fact that we are building our plants on the Far East, we are very pleased to use contractors from China, and we also was supported by the biggest commercial banking chain in the world, ICBC. We should also notice that geography gives us not only connection to the existing railroads and other infrastructure. We also can utilize very short term of delivery from our mine to our clients in the northeast of China. And on the slide 10, you can see comparison of the amount of days you need to deliver your product to clients comparing with Brazil and Australia. We also believe that our that costs of our operations at the new mine at KNS will be much lower comparing to our first mine at Alokma, and we will be comparing to other clients from to our competitors from Brazil and Australia, we will be very competitive. If you will open slide 11, you will see that our predicted cost is $34, and if not if but when bridge which connects Russia and China will be built, our cost will be even lower, something around $28. Just to remind, if there are some new potential investors, we are expecting that this bridge will be finalized at within 24 months. Chinese part of the bridge is ready, and the only one problem is that Russian government is quite slowly in the delivering their part of the promises to build it simultaneously with Chinese, but it definitely will be finalized within next 2 years. That's brief explanation of the company. Generally, I will now tell you a few more words about our recent development on both financial cooperative part and what's going on at the construction site, where we now with Danila, who is our chief financial officer. As you probably noticed from our disclosure this week, we obtained a waiver from ICBC and Sinosure regarding compliance with certain financial covenants and maintaining cash deposit. And this gives us some relief from the cash flow point of view. And I believe Danilo will tell you more when I will finish with the construction update. As I notice, I'm here. We are talking with our contractor almost every day. Yesterday we have a meeting with the vice president of the CNEC company. He was here just to make his own opinion on what's going on. As I understand, they are under close monitoring from the state authorities, because after meeting with us yesterday, they moved to Khabarovsk, where they were going to meet with the Chinese embassy. And as I understand, they were going to report on the progress. Up to now, commissioning was quite good. There are no big issues. Some difficulties and some bottlenecks are fixed almost every day. And up to now, we have processed 10,000 tons of ore, which gives us around 2,000 tons of rare concentrate. That's a dry part of the project. On April 4th, we have a 5 hours continuous run of the dry part, which formally gives us an opportunity to claim that this part of the plant is commissioned. Since 7th of April, we are feeding water to the wet part of the plant. Our Chinese contractor making commissioning of pumps, piping, of all systems which are connected with water on the plant. We expect that by the end of the April they will start milling, and generally we doesn't see any big issues with the declared date of the commissioning of the construction by the end of the June. Obviously, we are not on the highest possible capacity now. We are acting in a very conservative manner to do everything step by step, but we are still in line with our financial forecast, which also will be highlighted by Daniela. What we also should note is that our first plant, which is Alokma mine, unfortunately undergained maintenance status now because production cost is much higher there. Main reason why is it higher is that it's very far from the border crossing point, and we need to pay more money for the railroads to deliver our product. But that also helps us to save some costs from based on the fact that this mine will be motherboard next 6 to 12 months. I forget to notice that when I was talking about our company, that we are very glad that within last days the price of the iron ore reached $64. We believe that it's not the speculative event. We hope that it's something like proper shift in the situation in China, at least for the summer period when construction is very active in this country. And we hope that it will also help our discussions with clients, with our potential clients for KNS. As I mentioned, we are removing 1 million tons of iron ore from the market because we stop operations on our first mine, but we are adding 3 million tons, which should be sold to somebody. So we are talking with Northeast steel mills, Northeast China steel mills, almost on a daily basis, and we have quite a good progress in the cooperation and negotiations with them. I think that it's almost all about operations and on general information about company. I will be happy to answer your questions, but before that I will ask Daniela to give you more details on the financial results of the waiver which we get and other cooperative news.
Thank you, Yura. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will look at the slide 20, you will see a short update of our progress with the waiver. As we announced yesterday on the market, we have successfully entered the waiver agreement with ICBC. Will give us the holidays in terms of the repayment of ICBC the loan. In particular, we have received the right to utilize the amount of 26 million, which are currently frozen on a pledged deposit with ICBC in accordance with the credit agreement, and we have received the right to utilize it as a source of repayment of the loan in June of this year. In addition to this, we have also received the waiver of the obligation in relation to the covenants, both of IRC and of the guarantor, which will be in effect until the end of next year. We have a number of condition with precedent which are quite normal, which we need to meet to this waiver to be effective. And we are quite comfortable that we will be able to meet them in the near future. In any case, I think it's crucial to know that this waiver it's only required when the next repayment of the ICBC loan is going to be due in the second half of June of this year. On the slide 21, you can see the short snapshot of liquidity of the group, unaudited cash balance of the group at the end of quarter one. As you can see, we are quite strong in terms of our cash balance. The total amount, including the DSRA account, is roughly 54 million. And as I just mentioned, in accordance with the waiver agreement with ICBC, 26 million out of a debt reserve account we will utilize in June as a means of repayment of ICBC loan. Next slide, you can see a short update about the progress with the bridge, which Yura has mentioned already, so I'm not going to repeat that. I guess that's it. Shirley, I think we can move to Q&A.
Thank you.
We will now poll for a question. If you would like to register for a question, please press *1 on your telephone. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press *1. Thank you. Thank you. Our first question comes from Mr. Gupta from Pine River. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, Danila and Yuri. I just had a few update questions on the project itself, the ICBC loan, and the operations for, to the extent how you're expecting it. So in terms of the KNS project, can you give us a sense of the deployment of CNEC's project team at the site? How does it compare relative to before and after the settlement agreement was reached? Also, if you could be more specific on just what the bottleneck is. And from your update, it seems you're quite confident on having full capacity ramp up in third quarter. When are we going to expect any formal production guidance on that?
Thank you for your question. Very good one. First of all, as I understand, I'm sorry, I was trying to put a note, but if I will forget, please remind me if I will forget to answer something. But As I, according to my notes, first question was about the attitude of our contractor to the process, right?
Yeah, that, and just if you could give us more specific guidance on, you know, how is the staffing at the site, both before and after mm-hmm. the settlement agreement was reached.
Generally, they start very actively. They start to act very actively even before the settlement agreement, because they were expecting that we will sign it. And quite recently, I realized that they, as I mentioned, they are under very high pressure of the state authorities of China, and that's also what makes them to act very actively. One simple example for you is that a couple of days ago, for the first time ever, they told us that they will do something over the night, which is very normal when we are building or doing something by ourselves, because usually mine is operating 24 hours. And even when we were doing construction ourselves, quite normally, a big amount of job we're doing for 24 hours. But Chinese were normally not doing it because except the pouring of the concrete. Now, they are almost every day running around the site, and that's how we were expecting things to look like in the pre-commissioning period. So I would say that they are very active, which is positive.
How big is the CNEC team at the site? Is there any estimate you can give us?
Yeah, there are 270 people now, and they expect to bring 200 more in May when they will start construction of the dryer unit.
And what was it late last year?
It was much more, but last year it was an active stage of the construction. It was up to 800, 700 people, but now construction is finished and except in the drain unit. And people who are now here is the commissioning people. It's people from the from different plants and scientific institutes from China, because they're effectively doing operations of they operationally managed the plant, and at least 30-35 people on site who are in charge of the operations of the equipment.
Right. And yeah, I guess the next question was on the bottleneck. So what exactly is the bottleneck at this point in time? Basically, what's the risk to the June 2016 deadline not being met?
Honestly, I don't see the possibilities for them not to do 72 hours continuous run, which they need to do before they will get the takeover certificate from us by the end of the June. That's how it's formally called. Talking about the bottlenecks, there are quite a number of them, but they are not big. For example, we start feeding clean water to the plant, and they there were some leak from the firefighting tanks. This leak was from the pipe which is connecting these firefighting tanks with the pumping station, and it takes Chinese maybe 3 days to dig out to remove material which covers this pipe, remove the leakage, weld it, and put all material back in place. That's maybe bottlenecks, it's not a correct word. That's small delays which caused by the usual problems which should be fixed during the commissioning period of the construction. That's actually why we need this commissioning when we are testing everything and checking that there are no leakage, no short current in the wires, that all electricity transformers operation in a proper parameters.
So what are the main steps between now and commissioning? And basically the processing plant?
This week, Chinese are doing the commissioning of almost all pumps, and they expect people from the producer of the vacuum pumps and vacuum filters. By the end of the month, we expect and they confirm that they will start getting pre-concentrate from the dry part of the plant to the ball mills, and they will start commissioning of the wet part of the project under the load, with the material, in other words. In May, and they are going to finalize everything with the wet part of the project, and generally June, it's a spare time for possible problems which should be fixed in both dry and wet part of the plants, if there will be any, and if they will need that much time to be fixed. Talking about our utilities, which are provided by us as a client to the contractor, everything is ready. Railroad is ready. Clean water supply, tails water supply, electricity, all utilities are ready, and we are doing our job in supplying them to CNEC.
So you don't really have any material requirements, right, from that needs to be brought from China?
No, there are some spare parts which should be delivered, some sensors which should be changed. Some conveyor belts should be replaced, something like that. That's not influenced to the possible operations even now, but they need to be changed because we expect brand new plant rather than plant with not fixed problems, but generally all equipment is on site. Some laboratory equipment should be delivered, equipment for the canteen, office furniture.
Sure. And in terms of your formal production guidance for this year, what is required before you make that production guidance?
I think we will make a disclosure of the production guidance closer to the production itself. Not sure that we are now in the position to disclose it. Is it right, Daniela?
Rahul, I can add that as we are guiding the market and as we have been guided by CNAC, the end of commission is scheduled at the end of June. So as we also discussed with you, in accordance with EPC contract, we have a schedule in accordance to which the reaching of a full capacity of the plant should be within the quota. So roughly, you can make an estimate what will be the potential volume of production if the commission is ended in the end of June. Everything goes in accordance with the plan.
Okay, so the settlement agreement.
You mentioned formal guidance production volumes will be able to disclose closer to the beginning of production.
Right, so what you're saying is the settlement agreement includes a condition whereby CNEC needs to deliver full capacity ramp up within a quarter?
No, I meant that the settlement agreement did not change the provision of the contract, and in accordance with the original EPC contract that we have with them, we have the schedule in accordance to which the plant should reach the full capacity, which is within the quota.
Sure. Okay, just moving on, I just have a few more questions. One is on the ICBC loan. If you could tell us what exactly are the CPs to the waiver, and a related question, when you were looking at getting a waiver, you've obviously dealt with the June amortization. Did you have any discussions about actually having a more, longer dated waiver, given that you could have funding requirements later in the year during the December amortization?
Rahul, yes, answering the first part of the questions, we have a number of ICPs, but the CP are quite normal, and we are in the process of completing them. And as I mentioned on the call already, we are quite comfortable. We are going to complete it quite soon, and before we really need this waiver to be in place, which is mid of June when we have the repayment due. In terms of the some more discussions with ICBC, we are constantly in discussions with them, and they are the major at the lender of the company, and it is natural that for example, we require to attract an additional funding in terms of for example, working capital of KNS, it's natural that we shall speak with them, and we are in discussion with them about this as well, although at this moment of time I cannot give you any more guidance on the progress of such discussions.
Right, and the CPs, you expect that to be met by when?
We believe that we are going to be able to meet all of them within May. But in any case, as I mentioned already, we don't need this until we have the repayment of the loan, which is mid of June, because all other requirements of the credit agreements in terms of the covenants, we are not in a breach of them. So our deadline is effectively the date of the repayment of the loan, which is the mid of June.
Okay, so these are more in just kind of process-driven, right? It's nothing to do with like the CMC.
No, yes, I think it's...
Sure. Okay, I just have a couple more questions. Thanks a lot for your time. On the operations itself, basically, I understand the project is not up and running, but a lot of the larger iron ore companies, Rio, BHP, Fortescue, Vale, all of them have managed to reduce their cash costs quite significantly, some of them through a change in their mine plan by having, lower strip ratios in the near term at the cost of maybe a higher strip ratio later on. Has the company looked at this as a possible option if, for whatever reason, iron ore prices were to correct again by the time the mine comes up in operation?
Rahul, yes, you are quite right, and I think that the catalyst of this cost-saving initiatives was more than a year ago when the price, when there was a collapse in the prices. We have been looking at this, as you know, from for quite period of time. So that's why we have achieved such a significant cost reduction from on Kuranak mine, as we advised the year to year the cash cost decrease was more than twice, and using this this experience, we have implemented this initiatives in the cost saving measures on KNS as well. And although KNS is not operational, we have adjusted the processes and especially the mine plan of KNS, which also has allowed us to significantly decrease the cost of KNS, because our original guidance of the cost, I'm not sure I will recollect the exact a number which we have advised the market a couple of years ago, but I think it was closer to $50 a ton. As you can see now, even without this breach, our cost guidance is significantly lower. So answering your question, these measures are already been implemented. Although it doesn't mean that we are not going to, we're not working on this now. We're also looking at number of other opportunities, and we. As we advised the market, I think a month ago, we are in a discussion, an active discussion with Russian Railways and also the government with about the reduction of the railway costs, a part of the bridge. So I can assure you that that the whole team of IRC, as I believe the management team of other companies in this sector is focused on the cost reduction, and as we mentioned in the announcement, we have also significantly reduced the G&A costs of the group. So this is a primary focus of us.
Sure. And I had just one last question. Is there any guide, like how should we think about, you know, working capital requirements from as KNS ramps up, particularly in terms of, you know, cash usage in inventory, receivables and payables? Is there any guidance you can give us on how should we think about inventory days, receivable days, payable days, just net working capital days?
Rahul, I think it's I'm not sure it'll be right if I'll give you the guidance right now. I can we are working, and in particular it's my job to look at this, and we are looking at all the opportunities to decrease the amount of the working capital required and decrease the number of days of the working capital. But just to give you an idea, for example, on our mine which we currently put on care and maintenance, the days of sales outstanding was roughly 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks. Although at KNS it should be lower because KNS is the transport distance from KNS to the border is significantly shorter than it was from Alokma to the border, even in the absence of the breach. And apart from this, we are in active discussions with our customers about changing the payment terms from the letter of credit as it now to repayment, which should effectively decrease the amount of working capital required. In terms of the inventory level, I think it's quite normal. Although, yes, again, using experience we gained on Kuranak, we're trying to minimize the total amount of inventory. Although I think I'll be able to give you more guidance about this closer to the production.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for answering most of my questions.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes Our next question comes from Ms. Amy Yu from Dragon Asset Management. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. I would like to ask, recently there are news and analyst research indicating that the commodity markets are rebounding. What is your view on the iron ore markets? And do you think the iron ore markets has bottomed and is starting to rebound? And where do you see it going in the short midterm? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. If I understood it correctly, the question was what is the management's view on the recent rebound in the price of the iron? Of course, we are very encouraged about this recent change in the trend. And although I think it's not our job to do to give any predictions about the price, the volume of the product we are putting on the market is not enough to really influence the price. So the focus of us as a management is to reduce the costs. So although if you want us expressing our own opinion, we hope that, as you mentioned, Nicole, already, that this recent change in the trend and recent improvement in the price is not only speculative change, and there's a number of the factors which, in our view, really can influence the fundamentals and the balance of supply and demand on the market. One of them is that initiative of One Belt, One Road, which you mentioned already. So we're quite positive and optimistic about this, and yes, and especially because although the price, and even with the recent rebound in the price, they are not on the levels which they were a couple of years ago. Although with the current at level of the price, with the effect of depreciation of the ruble, it's really comfort zone of IRC because it allows our KNS mine to be quite effective. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star one. Thank you. Danila, please go ahead with your wrap up. Thank you.
So once again, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for dialing in our first quarter update. We look forward to update you with more news on the hot commissioning, which will which will be announced in due time in the coming quarter. Thank you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.